A good and Erev Shabbos Kodesh to everybody. Parshas Tazria, Shabbos HaChodesh, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh Nisan coming up, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva, Chodesh HaGeula. In this week's parasha, the Torah tells us in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, V'ra'a HaKoye Mihine Kisisa HaTzaras as Kol Besarai. The Kohen will look at the potential Mitzayra, and he will see that Tzaras has covered his entire body. V'tiras HaNega, the Nega is Tahar. In the next Pasuk Yedalad, V'yayim Hera Oispai Basar Chai Yitma. On the day that the Kohen will look at it, on the day that the healthy flesh will appear, it shall be Tame. Rashi takes note that it says, U'biyoyim hera oisboi basar chai. On the day that the healthy flesh appears. What does that mean, on the day that the healthy flesh appears? Rashi explains, Matam aloymer, lelami, to teach us, yoyim sha'ata royaboi v'yesh yoyim she'ein ata royaboi. There are days when the Kohen looks at the Mitzayra, he looks at the Negoim, and there are days when he does not look at the Negoim. Which ones are those? Mikan Amru, says Rashi. Chasan noisim loy kol shivas yimei ha-mishta loy ule-tzalisoy ule-chasoysoy uksusoy ule-beisoy. Mechem beregel noisim loy kol yimei ha-regel. Let's say a person is a chasan. Let's say he's in the middle of Shever Brachas. And chas v'shalom, he sees a nega on himself, on his garment, on his begadim, or on his house. The Kohen does not look at that nega at that time. We know that the Kohen has a mitzvah to declare whether the nega is tameh or not. In fact, the Mishnah tells us in the Goyim that even if the Kohen is an Am Haaretz, and he does not know the halach of Negoyim, he can have a Yisrael Tamei Chacham tell him if it's Tameh or Tahar, and then he makes that declaration. But only the Kohen can make the declaration of Tameh or Tahar. The Mefarshim ask on this Rashi, why is it that there are times where the Kohen sees the Nega, and there are times that he doesn't? If the Nega is there, it should be looked at no matter what occurrence is happening. Rashi says, at the end, it's also talking about the Regel. If it's in the middle of Yom Tov, we don't do this. We don't look at it. Why is it that there are times when we do look and there are times when we don't look? Perhaps one can say the following. We are accustomed to the everything or nothing attitude. To us, we see somebody who, chas v'shalom lo yaleinu, has contracted tzaras. He is now in a questionable state. The Gemara tells us, and Chazal tell us, that the reason why a person may contract tzaras is because of Lashon Hara or other averus. So one might say to himself, this person is such a terrible person. He's beyond the pale. There's nothing that can be done for him. Let him take his tzaras and go outside of the machane. Let him go outside of the encampment. Let him go outside of the community. No one has to do anything. We don't want anybody to do with him. As the Torah actually says, if he is Tamei, if the Kohen does say he's Tamei, he has to say, Tamei, Tamei Yikra. If people approach him when he's outside the community, he's outside the gates of the city, he has to say, don't approach me, I'm Tamei. Comes along the Torah and says, no. When this person is in the middle of Shever Brachos, or when this person is enjoying Yom Tov with his family, he's enjoying Yom Tov, the Regalim, that means that he has a mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be happy right now. He has a mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rejoice with his wife. He has a mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rejoice in the Simcha of Yom Tov. Because he has those mitzvahs to rejoice in the Yom Tov, that is a siman, that is proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves this person even though he is a Baal Aveira. He should not make the mistake that since he has tzaras right now, or he has the potential to have tzaras, now everything is lost. Now I don't have to do any more mitzvahs. Now I don't have to be involved in the simcha of the Yom Tov, or the simcha of the Shever Brachos, and the simcha of being mesamech his new wife and enjoying the Yom Tov. No, you are still a Yid. You still have responsibilities. You still have the Kedusha of a Yid. Yes, you might have done some terrible averus. Yes, there might have been egregious acts that were done that require this terrible punishment. But that does not absolve us of the mitzvah. And more importantly, that does not absolve us of the Kedusha that we have. The Kedusha that a Yid has, no matter what situation he finds himself in, no matter what Aveira he does, he has to always take the long view and realize that he is an Eved Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects him to continue his Avedis Hashem. And there's a tremendous responsibility and achrayus that he has. And this is a message that we've discussed a number of weeks ago, how a person has to always see himself as great. He has to always see himself as dignified. He has to always see himself as a melech, as a ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as somebody who is expected to mamlech kehan and begay kadosh, to live up to that ideal. This is very evident in Parshas HaChodesh as well, because we know that Klal Yisrael was given the koyach, Klal Yisrael was given the power to determine the months. The Gemara says that Bezdin decides if you have one Adar or two Adars, and that can make a nafkamina, that can make a difference. If someone, a child that was born, a girl that was born in Adar, when she will become 12, if her basulas are there or not there, as we know the Gemara tells us. So therefore, we have to take this message, how great we are, how great Klal Yisrael is, what our responsibility is, and now coming into Chodesh Nisan, the Chodesh HaGeula, the Chodesh HaYeshua, the great potential that we have to effect change and to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mheira V'Yameinu Amen. Good Shabbos.